Bryce Hayes lines up with Spieth in the Derby. TJ Smith. Bryce, good morning to you. It's the same old story for Sydney. Thankfully, we've got sunshine today, but we're on a heavy nine at this stage, mate.
Yeah, indeed. Good morning to you, Andrew, and everyone listening. Look, as it is what it is. And unfortunately, it's just the time of year in Sydney, and you've got to roll the dice a little bit in terms of what the weather will be and what's served up to you. So everyone's in the same boat in that regard. We look forward to tomorrow with great anticipation. You know, at the end of the day, it's the owner's prerogative whether they want to go through the process and run them on a heavy track, if it is presented heavy tomorrow morning. And that'll be further discussed overnight, just due to a couple of the owners live overseas.
Okay, so it's not a guarantee. You'll wait and see what happens with the track today and by tomorrow morning?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's not that we don't have the advent in our mind that it's going to improve a great deal, but everyone just needs to be on the same page. And until you get sort of closer to the race day, they can make a more informed decision of what they want to do with their horse. And, from my point of view, I couldn't be happy with him. I think he's had a great sort of 7 or 10 days.
That was the question. Since coming back, you've raced him twice in Melbourne with trips up and back and things. He's coped with it all pretty good.
Yeah, I left him down there for a few days, obviously, last week, and he's come back up here. Thought he's worked brilliantly. He does better when he's in his home stable. I've always in his stable here at home, and look, in hindsight, might not have gone down and back. That's not an excuse for us getting beat the other day. But just in terms of the horse and how he's done as well as he would have needed to be going into such a top race it is tomorrow.
Yeah, it is. If you line up, there's no excuse.
Oh, well, I mean, I suppose, look, we won't be offering any excuses. I suppose it's
Sorry, I should rephrase that. That's an unfair question. What I meant was that the horse is there ready to run a race. You've now got to make a decision on whether you want to run the horse on a track like we may have tomorrow.
Yeah, look, I have some reservations because the whole day out in the Newmarket was disappointing. There's no hiding from that. There's no excuses coming out from that. That's disappointing. Very difficult to turn a horse's performance round, especially at this level, and going into a race like this. So got that at the forefront of my mind. But in terms of how he's done, if he hadn't had that disappointing run and he was going like he has done in the last sort of 7 or 10 days, we'd be pretty happy. So yeah. It's just the advent of whether he will handle the cut in the ground. He's been on the cut in the ground before. Craig Williams said he didn't handle it when he won on it at Flemington. He raced in a race, the Arrowfield, this time last year on what was a worsening track, and he wasn't ready to go and he wasn't that comfortable on it. But that's not a true indication of whether he would handle it or not, because he wasn't ready.
Yeah. Understand. Well, we'll wait for tomorrow morning and see what you end up doing with those owners based overseas, Bryce. We thank you for your time this morning, mate.
No, I appreciate it. Good luck to everyone. It's a great day's racing. Good luck to the club, and hope everyone has a good day and the sun stays out.